Today she is Masechta Chulin Daf Vav. We will begin Daf Hey Amud Beis, middle of the Amud. In our previous shiurim, we've been discussing about the Shechita of a Kuti. And the Gemara said that the Shechita of a Kuti is considered a valid Shechita because they're considered Geirei Emes, they're considered full-fledged Jews. The only issue that the Gemara identified in speaking about these individuals was that they are not makbid, or they have a different interpretation in lifnei evil leisite michshol, and they determine, they say, it means don't put a stumbling block. It doesn't mean there's a problem serving somebody else meat that's not kosher. And therefore, the Gemara discussed Abaye and Rava going back to Daf Dalid. How can we allow a kuti to do a shechita? Says the Gemara, Simon Nikolov, Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav Yaakov, Eidi, Amar Rav Shuma, Levi, Mishim, Bekapora, Regamlil, and Beistina, Regamlil, and his Bezdin, Nimnu, Ashkitas Kuti, they decided, when we speak about the Shkita of a Kuti, Vesua, and they decided that it is Asr. Amar Rav Zeir, Rav Yaakov, Beidi, so Rav Zeir said to Rav Yaakov, Beidi, perhaps, Shemalei Shema, perhaps you only heard this halacha in a situation, B'Shein Yisrael, Amar El Gabav, when there's no Jew supervising, and therefore we have to be concerned that the kuti, as we just said, because they're not careful about the mukshol, and therefore they are not careful about the shechita that's going to serve somebody else. Amalei, so Yaakov Bar Idi said, "Damehaim Rabbanu Kedloi Gimri in Shishmaitim." This time, Tchachim Reb Zeira is acting as if he never learned. Kishem Oim Yisrael Agabov, if we're referring to a situation where there's no Yisrael Oim Agabov, there's no Jew supervising, says the Gemara, for that we don't need to have a conversation. Because as we keep on repeating, that since they're not careful about Lifnei Evil Lesita Mechshol, so certainly if they're not careful about Lifnei Evil Lesita Mechshol, then we need to be concerned that they're going to serve food which is not kosher to the Jew who has to only eat kosher food, and therefore that can't be what he means to say. So ask the Gemara: Kibbleminay or lo kibbleminay? Did Reb Zeira accept Reb Yaakov said that when they said that the shechita of a kuti is asur, what they meant to say is that even in a case of Yisrael Oymel Gabov, even in a case where a Jew is supervising, we may not eat from his shechita. Says the Martoshma, Dar Rav Nachba Yitzchak Amar Rav Asi, Ani Reis Yisrael Rav Yochanan, I saw Rav Yochanan Sheochem Shechitas Goy. In a case where he shechted in front of a Jew, or as another example that we discussed in our shurim, is where Rav Yochanan gave the kuti to eat a kazayis of the smit. And if the kuti was given a kazayis of the meat to eat, and he ate it, it's a clear indication that the meat is kosher. Vaf Rav Asi, and continues the Gemara, and so too do we see the Rav Asi ochal v'shchitis kuti. The Rav Asi ate from the shchita of a kuti, and v'tar by Rav Zeira, and Rav Zeira was wondering how was it that Rav Yochanan Rav Asi waiting from this shchita. Didn't we say that they said that shechita is asur? Says the Gemara, l'shmiluhu. Didn't they hear that Rav Gamliel said that we should not eat from the shechita of a kuti? Says the Gemara. Therefore, the question is, we have a shmila. How do we look at this? Do we say if they would have become aware of it, la'avim a kabbalah, they would have known about what Rav Gamliel said, they would have never eaten from such a shechita? Idoma, perhaps shmilahu, they did hear about this psak, but loy kiblulei, they weren't ready to accept it. Then says the Gemara, hada pashul nafshei. Then they answered this question. Mestabra, the way to properly, presumably, understand the Gemara is that they were aware of this psak. Mestabra the shmilahu, they were well aware of this psak, loy kiblua, but they weren't ready to accept. They weren't ready to accept this psak, because says the Gemara, "Tisak datach." For if you're going to say lishmiluhu, that they never were aware of it. Because if Hav Shmilu, if they were aware of this psak, Hav Mekablu, they certainly would have followed this psak. Asked the Gemara, that means that they ate something they weren't supposed to eat. And the Gemara suggests, Hechem Estai Milsla Mechla Surah. How can we have a situation that we could suggest that they ate something which is Usur? Because says the Gemara, and we're going to be discussing this quite extensively, Hashto, Behemtim Shal Tzadikim. When we speak about the behemoths of Tzadikim, Kadosh Baruch Hu helps. And it's Hashto Behemtim Shal Tzadikim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takal Yodam. Kadosh Baruch Hu protects them from doing an Aveira. Tzadikim Atzmam, Tzadikim themselves, like Kolshkein, so therefore it can't be, says the Gemara, that they ate something that's not kosher. It must be that they didn't agree that the halacha ought to be that you're not allowed to eat something that is not kosher. So Taisus asks that according to this, tzaddikim are never do averus. Taisus asks from a number of places in Shas where we find that tzaddikim did averus. We find the Gemara in Masechta Makkos says that Yehuda ben Tabai killed an Eid Zoymim, even though halachically he shouldn't have. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel read by candlelight in Shabbos, and he ended up touching the candle. And there are many other Gemaras where we see that Tzadikim did Averis. According to the way the Gemara is now saying, how do we ever have such a situation? So Tosfos suggests that when the Gemara says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu protects that tzaddikim should never do an avera, it refers to machalos asuris. Machalos asuris, which are so significant, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect that it won't happen that a tzaddik should eat something which is not kosher. All the other examples are examples that don't refer to eating. And as I saw, they explain, the Marikash explains, because when somebody eats food that's not kosher, it affects his neshama. Because what you eat is who you are. And it's metantem asalev. And therefore, there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu particularly protects that tzaddikim should not end up in that type of situation. But Taisus himself asks that there are situations in Shas that the tzaddikim even ate food that was not kosher. So there's a number of ways of explaining this. One way of explaining this is that there's a difference when we speak about food that's not kosher. Why is it not kosher? There's certain foods that are obviously inherently not kosher. And something which is inherently not kosher, that is the kind of situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim, that they shouldn't eat something that's not kosher. But then there are some foods that are not inherently non-kosher. It's given the circumstances, the food is not kosher. But it doesn't mean that the food is inherently non-kosher. That means one of the examples that they asked from, there was a tzaddik, a Tana, that ate on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, the food that he ate was kosher food. It just happens to be Yom Kippur. When we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim, that they shouldn't eat non-kosher food, we're talking about when it's the food is inherently not kosher. That's one approach. But then other Rishonim, because of this question, take a different approach. When the Gemara says here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim, that they shouldn't do an Aveira, it's only in a situation where the Aveira that they're doing could affects other people. And there, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them that they shouldn't do an Aveira which adversely affects other people. But if it's not an Aveira that has to do with other people, so there isn't necessarily that type of protection. Another pshat that Rishonim suggest is there's a difference if it's an Aveira that occurred because of a psak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects that the tzaddikim that they shouldn't give a wrong psak, but if they personally might accidentally do something wrong, that isn't what the Gemara means. And there, it is possible, unfortunately, that even a tzaddik could chas v'sholem end up doing an avera. The pasuk says by the teva, the tavel of a yoina leis erev. Noach sent out the yoina. The pasuk says that the yoina returned at night. Vehine alei zayis teref b'piyah. She had the leaf of a olive in her mouth. And the Brisa says, Tani mehechen eviyu, where did she bring that from? Mahara Mishka. She brought it from Harazesim. And the Chidah, in trying to understand this Medrash, asks, why does it have to say that he came from Harazesim? Moreover, the famous Medrash on that Pasuk says, Amra Yoina. The Yoina said, Mutashe Mzonaise Merurim Kazais. It would be better that I should have my income, my panoso, should be bitter, coming from Hashem. They shouldn't be sweet as honey. What are these medrashim saying? So the Chidah answers, why did the bird bring a leaf and not a fruit? So he explains, because as our Gemara says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu protects that even the animals of tzaddikim should not eat something which is not kosher. And he says that this story where the teva took place in Eretz Yisrael. And if in Eretz Yisrael, all the fruits have to be taken off Trumas and Maestras. So he couldn't eat a fruit. But there is no obligation to take Trumas and Maestras from leaves. And that's why the Yoina brought specifically a leaf and not a fruit. And now, says the Medrash, but this would only be an issue if this episode took place in Eretz Yisrael, where there's a chi of Trumas and Maestras. That's why the Medrash says that it took place in Hara Mishka, where it was in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he could only bring a leaf and not the fruit. The Pasuk says by Eliezer and Yitzchak that Eliezer came to the well and he said, whichever girl brings to drink for me and the camels, that's the right girl for Yitzchak. And the Pasuk says that V'hi kikol gola gmam lishtois, Rivka gave them all to drink. So ask the Chasam Sofer, we know that whatever a young girl, Rivka was only 3 years old at that time, was receives, belongs to her father. So how is Rivka allowed to give that water to Eliezer and his camels? It's not her water. It belongs to her father. Says the Chasam Sofer, if this is the person who's going to be the shidduch for Rivka, so certainly Rivka's father, Besuel, would be most comfortable in him getting and giving him water. This is the person that's going to be her his daughter's family. So says the Chasam Sofer, when Eliezer saw that the water was being given to him and his camels, it was understood that why is this water being given under these circumstances? Because this is a shidduch that's going to be. If this is a shidduch that's going to be, now we can understand why Eliezer was so comfortable. Says the Baal Machne Chaim, the pasuk says, "Anshi kodesh tiuli." He says, what's pshat in that pasuk? The pasuk is telling us, the pasuk is giving us a guarantee. If you are people that are anshei kodesh, if you are people that are careful in the way you live, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guarantee you that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you, that you will not have, and you will not eat machol susurus. The pasuk says, "V'loy susam loy tatamu es nafshe seichem." And the question is, what does the Torah mean with the words "V'loy tatamu es nafshe seichem"? What's the "es nafshe seichem"? So I saw that the Sefer V'yagid Yaakov explains that we have to be careful that not only should we not eat something not kosher, but as we know that a child who's nursing should only nurse from a person who eats kosher food. We should be so careful, es nafshe seichem, even the children of our, even our children, young children, should not eat something that's not kosher, because that is the guarantee that we will, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to, wants us children to be great people, and people who eat not kosher, as we're learning now, will not be great people. And I saw that Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler explains that what happens is that people who are involved to in learning and doing mitzvahs all the time may easily come to Chas V'Shalom eat something that they're not supposed to eat because they're so engrossed in their learning. Says the Torah, but we now are learning that eating machos asuris is so damaging. Says the Gemara that these says Rav Dessler Zatzal, that what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes these people who might accidentally eat something which is not kosher and make sure that they, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them, that they should not chas v'shalom come to eat something not kosher because of its ill effects. And that's Pshat in the Gemara, in the Behemtim Shal Tzadikim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the Tzadikim, he certainly protects the animals. It certainly protects the tzaddikim. Says the Gemara, "Vis salkadata." If we're going to say like Kibble Menei, that Rav Zera did not accept what Rav Yaakov Beridi said, that Rav Gamliel can't, it says you can't eat the shchitus agoy of when even when a shchit of akuti, even when a Jew is observing. Lishnele, one Rav Zera said, "Can be so Omer al Gabov." And therefore, if the Yisrael is observing, therefore you can eat. Kam b'shein Yisrael gabov, when the Jew is not observant, that you can't eat. Ella, laugh, the fact that he didn't make that distinction, shmamino, from here we see that the aloch is, that Gamliel made the gzeira, that we're not allowed to eat from the shechitus goy, kuti, he made it under all circumstances. Even by Yisrael Oymer al-Gabov, Shema Mino, from here we clearly see that that's how strong Rav Gamliel made that Gzeira. Ask the Gemara, my Tama goes by Rabbanan. So ask the Gemara, why were Chazal so strict? And they said that the Shechitus Kuti is Osir. He says, the Gemara, Kodeh Rav Shimon al-Ozer. Shadrei Remeya, Rav Shimon al-Ozer was sent by Remeya, Lasurei Chamram Bekutoi, to bring wine from Bei Kutoi. Ashkeche hu Saba. And he was met by this Saba. There's a big discussion. Tosfos says that throughout Shas, whenever we have hu Saba, it means Eliyahu Navi. But the many disagree, and they say that it doesn't always mean Eliyahu Navi. Here, because it's certainly a situation of a halacha, here more Rishonim say it certainly meant Eliyahu. Ask Ashku Saba, and this Eliyahu Novi, whoever met him, Amalei, and he said the pasuk says in Mishlei, V'samta sakin b'lo'acha and bal nefesh ata. If you are a good person, don't, you have to be strong and not drink the wine of Kutim. Halach Rav Shimon al-Ozer, so Shimon al-Ozer went, v'sipet dvarim l'fnei Remeya, and repeated this entire story to Remeya. The Gozalim, at that point, made a gzeira and said, we may not drink the wine of Akuti. Asked the Gemara, my Tama, why did he make that gzeira? Says the Gemara, Omer Avnach by Yitzchok, the mus yoyna motzalam b'harosh ha-gerizim, they found the image of a yoyna on ha-gerizim, shayav de mesoy, that they would worship. And because of that, they saw that their kutim and their ovdei avodah zarah. And therefore, at that point, Remeya said, we have to treat them like ovdei avodah zarah. And says the Gemara, why did Remeya pask in this way? Says the Gemara, because Remeya latamei, the chayash lamute. Remeya throughout Shas is concerned even for something which is unlikely to happen. And therefore, the Gaza Ruba, he went and said, even most kutim do not worship Avodah Zarah, he made a gzeira because there were those that do worship Avodah Zarah. So Rashi explains, from where do we see in Shas, the Rameyas Chayesh Lemiyuta, a Gemara Masakta Yivam Mustaf Samach Aleph on the Beis. The Gemara says that Kotn V'Ketana V'Cholzim V'Loy Miyabim. We know that the Aloch is Rachman Tzlan, if somebody passes away without children, a man passes away without children, his wife has to have chalitza or yibam. But the halach is that led by the brother of the nifter. So he explained, so Ramey's opinion is that if the brother of the nifter is a katan, we don't let him do yibam or chalitza. Because yibam or chalitza are only done if the person who's doing it is certainly able to have children. But when they're so young, we don't know if they're able to have children. And therefore, he says, the same halacha would apply if the girl is young, because maybe she's an islandess. And if she's an islandess, she's not a candidate for yibam chalitza. But the question obviously is, most boys and girls are baruch shem, not a saris, not a person who can't have children, nor an islandess, nor a girl who can't have children. So why do we have to be concerned about that? So the Gemara says in number of places a shas, Rameyer is chayish lumiyuta. Rameyer is concerned about even something which is unlikely to happen. And therefore here as well, even though most kutim were not oivdei avodah zarah, but there was a population that were, so Rameyer is chayish lumiyuta and says that we have to treat all kutim like oivdei avodah zarah. And says the Gemara, Reb Gamliel, that we started our shir saying that Gamliel held that kutim are treated like oivdei avodah zarah, Reb Gamliel based dina namir, Gamliel and his bezdin, Kremeis really hold like Rameyer, and therefore they're machmer. The Gemara said that this Saba said, if you are Baal Nefesh, you should be careful. And the question is, what is considered a Baal Nefesh? Rashi says that a Odom Kosher, but that doesn't really give us a clear definition of what that means. So Rashi in Masechet Pesachim says a Baal Nefesh is a Chosid, somebody who's careful to go Lefnim Mishuras Adin. Others have a Girsa Rashi, Yirah Shemayim Acharei Lanafshei. An individual is a Yirah Shemayim who fears doing an Aveira. So the Gemara explains that they found a Demus Yoina. Why specifically a Demus Yoina? So one pshat that I saw is that Klai Yisrael a Nimshal Yoina. Klai Yisrael is compared to a Yoina, that's why they put up a Yoina. Tosfos, however, brings a medrash that the Avodah Zarah that they found on Har Gerizim was the Avodah Zarah that Yaakov Avinu buried in Shechem, which when after the episode of Shechem, the brothers brought from Shechem the Avodah Zarah of Shechem, and when they gave it to Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov said that it should be buried, and then the Kutim found that Avodah Zarah, they found that it made into an Avodah Zarah. So I saw the Ramban asks, the halach is that Avodah Zarah is also Bahano, and the halach, since Avodah Zarah is also Avodah Zarah, why did they bury it? The halach is Avodah Zarah must be burnt. So the Ramban answers that what happened was that before the brothers, before the Shvatim took this Avodah Zarah, they made sure that the Nochrim, the people from Shechem, should be mevatel Avodah Zarah. And the halach is that a Jew does not have the ability to be mevatel Avodah Zarah. But a Nochri does have the ability to be mevatel Avodah Zarah. So once the Nochrim will mevatel it, it's not considered Avodah Zarah, and therefore it doesn't have to be burnt, it could be buried. The Gemara said the Rameyer is the man d'omer that's chayish l'myuta, that he even is concerned for an unlikely situation. There's the most interesting story that when the Noi de Behuda, when the predecessor of the Noi de Behuda, who was the Rav of the city of Prague in Czechoslovakia, was very sick. He was a geisus. He was very sick. And they asked him, who do you think should be your successor? Who do you think should be your memala makam? And this Rav said, Efshar HaMeir. And nobody knew, nobody understood whom and what did he mean when he said HaMeir. And one of the things that they said was that whoever will be able to figure out what he meant is a worthy successor. So they started looking for new Rav, and they interviewed the Noida Behuda, and they asked the Noida Behuda, can you tell us what he meant with Efshar HaMeir? So he said, the pshat is really based on what we just learned in our Gemara. He said that they came to this Rav, seeing that his situation, his health situation was so bad, and assuming that he's not going to make it. And therefore, we have to start thinking about the next Rav. What was the Rav's response? The Rav's response was, Efshar HaMeir. HaMeir, as we just said, as Chayesh L'Miyutan. So even though most people in the circumstances that this Rav found himself would not survive, but we Ramey says that we need to think about unlikely circumstances. Don't be so quick to assume that I'm not going to make it and you're going to need a successor. Says the Gemara, quoted the Pasuk in Mishlei. So ask the Gemara, Pashto Dekrai B'Maksiv, how do we explain the Pasuk? Says the Talmud HaYosha Lefnei Rabbi. The Pasuk should be understood by the Talmud sitting by his Rebbe, the Tani Reb Chaya. Reb Chaya teaches us, the Pasuk says, Kiseishev Limchel Esmoishel. If you sit and learn with a great Talmud Chacham, Bin Tovin Ashelofanecha, the Samtim Sakim Balecha, and Bal Nefeshata. Meaning, Im Yedei Talmud Barabbi. If the Talmud is aware about his Rebbe, She Yedei Lachs Leitam, that when he asks him a question, the Rebbe will be properly prepared to answer the question, then ask the question and try to understand what's being taught. Vimlav. But if you know that the Rebbe, is not able to answer the question, and I sort of first explain whether because he doesn't have an answer or because of his personality, Tovin Hashel Efanecha, understand the circumstances and don't ask question. And then the Pasuk says, Mim Samtim Sakim Balecha, Im Bal Nefesh Ato. If you want to get, but if you're Bal Nefesh and you're anxious to understand what's being taught, and from this Rebbe, you're not able to get that, so then what you should do is pray Shemenu, find a different Rebbe. Says the Maran Yitzchak by Yosef Shadri, Rebbe Vuhl Asuya Cham Rebbe Kutoy. Rebbe Yitzchak Ben Yosef was sent by Rebbe Vuhl to bring wine from the Beit Katoy. Ashkeche Usaba, again, says the Gemara, he met the Usaba. Amle, less kan Shem Retaira. He says that by the Kutim, there's no Shem Retaira. Halach Rebbe Yitzchak Vesipa Dvarim Lefnei Rebbe Vuhl. And Rebbe Yitzchak went and repeated this to Rebbe Vuhl. Halach Rebbe Vuhl Vesipa Dvarim Lefnei Ravami Ravasi. Rebbe Vuhl repeated this to Ravami Ravasi. V'loi Zozum Hashem. And they didn't move. Ad She'osim Kav Dezer Gemurim. Until they decided to treat the kutim like full-fledged Ovid David Azara. Lamai, says the Gemara, Ilish Shchit V'yayin Nesach, that the Allah is that we may not eat the Shchit of a kuti, we may not drink the wine of a kuti. Ask the Gemara, Mehasul Gazer Rabbanon. We said at the beginning of our shir that this was already a Gzeir der Gamliel made. So why was it necessary, who was much before them, why was it necessary for them to make this Gzeirah? Answers the Gemara, in a gozer, Rabbi Gamliel made this gezerah, however, v'loi kiblu menayu. But now, also Rav Ami Ravasi, now Rav Ami Ravasi came along, made this gezerah, kiblu menayu. And then at that point, the gezerah was accepted. From here, the Mefarshim explained, we learn a very important lesson. The Rambam and Hilchas Mamrim discusses this in Perek Beis, Halacha Hei Vav and Zayin. And he says that if a Bezdin sees that there's a time or a need to institute a rule, before they make a rule, they have to determine if this is a Gzeir Shorayv HaTzibi Yechayim Lamed Boim. If this is a gzera that is something that the tzibur could follow, and if they see that this is a time and place where such a rule could be followed, then they should make the gzera. But if they make a gzera, they should not make a gzera that the people can't follow. And he even goes into a discussion, if a gzera was made that the people can't follow, then and people aren't following, then the gzera becomes batal. And says the Gemara Ukritanya, and says the Gemara, this is like we learned in a Braisa, Yisrael Mumer. If Yisrael is a Mumer, that is Michal Shabbos, Mishab Shuk. So before we go further, and the Kutim, what happened therefore was that originally they made a Gzera about the Kutim, but it was a Gzera that they were able to institute. But what happened later on, this is the way many Rishonim explained the Gemara, they discovered that it wasn't just some kutim that were worshipping Avodah Zarah, the Miyot. They discovered that most kutim were worshipping Avodah Zarah. Once they saw that most kutim are worshipping Avodah Zarah, they said this is a whole new situation, and now we have to make the wine of a kuti usher. Says the Gemara, where do we find that this gzera was applicable? So the halacha is, midaraisa, the halacha is, one is allowed to carry from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the best example I could think of is if you have an apartment house and everybody has their own apartment and they also have the common areas in the apartment house. Those common areas are a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So midaraisa, you should be allowed to carry from your apartment to the common areas and vice versa. However, Shlomo HaMelech said that you may not. And the reason Shlomo HaMelech made this gzeira is because these are different types of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Your apartment is a more private area than the common areas, which are much more public. And Shlomo HaMelech was concerned that if you're going to be allowed to carry from this Rosh Hashanah Yachid to that Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you may come to carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or vice versa. And therefore, he said you can't carry. The only thing that can be done to allow carrying under such a situation is to make an Aruvei Chatzeiros. What Aruvei Chatzeiros means is that everybody in the home, in that house, contributes some bread, and they have that bread, matzah, in one of the apartments. And what that accomplishes is that we're really all living together. So it's not from one type of Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another type of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. What happens if one of the Jews who live in that home did not contribute to the Aruvei Chatzeiros? So the halacha is, if it's Yisrael, who is Mechal Shabbos B'tzinah, Meshabim Shabta B'shuk, but not he's not Mechal Shabbos B'feresia, and he didn't contribute to the Aruv, what he can do is mevatel rishus for nois rishus. What that means is he says that he's giving up ownership from his apartment to this whole area. So he's not a factor anymore because he gave up his rishus. However, if you have someone, Shainim Shabta Bishuk, who's Michal Shabz Bifresia, Ainim mevatel rishus for nois rishus. This approach will not work. Why? Nesha Amru, because Chazal told us, Yisrael, who didn't participate in the Erev, just Nois Rishos or Mevatel Rishos would be sufficient. However, by Ovdei Kechavim, when it comes to Ovdei Kechavim, Achi Yiskar. The only way we allow this to work with a Nachri is if he rents his property, his apartment, to Yisrael. And the reason Chazal said that the Nachri can't just participate in the Aruvei Chatzeiros, and we're learning that this is the same with the Nachri, is that Chazal wanted to discourage us living with such people. So if we're not going to be able to carry because we can't have an Aruv, then we're going to not want to live with them, which is exactly what Chazal wanted. Ketzad, what has to be done to allow that the Nachri's property should not be a problem in this home. Amar, he has to say, I'm selling you my property. I'm giving up rights. You have to make a kinyan. Normally, the halacha is that a kinyan has to be done in a very formal, proper way. Here, the halacha is that a formal kinyan is not necessary. But just what's adequate by Yisroel will not be adequate here. From here, we learn a very important lesson I saw from Reb Tzadik, that a person has to be very careful where he lives. A person has to be careful who are his neighbors. We see how far Chazal went out of the way to say that there's a difference between a Nochri and a Kuti versus an irreligious Jew who's not Mechal Shabbos but for Esya, because they want to discourage us living among such people. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira v'Asi Ikel l'Pundik d'Yoy. They came to a inn in the city of Yoy. Aisel kamei beima mitzumakos. They brought eggs that were very well cooked. They shriveled up because of that biyayin, that they were prepared with wine. Rav Zeira lo yachol. Rav Zeira did not eat from those eggs. Rav Asi ochel. Amle Rav Zeira lo Rav Asi v'loy chay shmar. Are you not considered? Are you not concerned about Teruvus Damai? The halacha is that there was a concern that the Ami Oritz did not take off Maestros properly. And therefore, the halacha is that if you bought produce from a Ami Oritz, you have to take off Trumas and Maestros with a concern because of Damai. So here, we had these eggs that were prepared in wine. Wine is certainly something that we have to take Maestros from. And he asked them, are you not concerned that there's Damai here? Amale, so Rav Asi said, Lavda the toy. I wasn't paying attention. Says the Gemara, Amrav Zera, Efsha, Gozra Terumas Damai. If the halacha is that such a food is Osir, Mestayim, Milsad Rav Asi, Lamech Lasura, and all that happened here is that Rav Asi accidentally ate something that's not kosher. The Gemara goes back to the beginning of the shir. Hashta Behemta Shatzadikim. When we talk about the Behemtim Shatzadikim, we know that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takol Al Yadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them from eating something not kosher. Tzadikim Atzmam Like Koshkein. Then how can we think that a Tzadik ate this? The Pnei Yeshua asks a question. Even as we're going to be discussing if there is a problem with the Mai or not, but how did Rav Asi eat in the home of an Amoritz who's not careful with Hilchos Tumah and Tahara? So the Chazon Ish answers that in the time of Rav Asi, they weren't Makbid and Tumah Tahara anymore. And since at that time they weren't Makbid and Tumah Tahara anymore, that isn't a concern. But many others explain the Pnei Yeshua and other Achroim suggest that we find in many places in Shas that Chazal were lenient with the Mai. The halach is that Machil and Danai, that if there were soldiers, we're allowed to feed them the Mai. And the Chazon Ish suggests, the Pnei Yeshua suggests, that even a guest who normally has to be Makbid on Tumah Tahara, here he can be lenient. So says the Gemara, Nafak Rav Zeira. So the question is, just saying that Rav Asi made a mistake is not a good approach. So says the Gemara, Nafak Rav Zeira, Doik V'Ashkach. He started learning Mishnayos, and he found the Braisa. The Tanya, the Braisa says, Olekech Yayin, if somebody buys wine from an Amoritz, Losses L'Tech Amorius, they had a dish that they made out of fish fat, L'Tech Luntas, a different type of dish that they mixed oil and wine, Kashinen, or somebody buys Kashinen Lassimem Techninim, that you have some sort of a dish, this Kashinen mixed with spices, Adoshim, we bought beans from the Maoritz, last memory sisim, to make some sort of a dish of beans and spices. Chai mishum demai. You have to be concerned about demai. Vein tzarch loimer, and certainly if it's a situation where you know that the trumas and maisers weren't taken properly, you have to be concerned. Vehein atzmon, these foods, so that's if you buy the produce straight. But let's say you buy these foods, and these foods, as we just said, have vegetables, fruits in them, we don't have to be concerned. Matarm, you may buy such a food, even from an Amoritz. The reason is because it's taruvus. And the Gemara is teaching us now that there is no halacha of the mai by a taruvus. And the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara is because the entire halacha of the mai is only a derabanan. And therefore, since it's a derabanan, and it's also here, as we're explaining, in a situation of a taruvus, when we have this type of a combination, therefore, the halacha is we could be more lenient. Particularly, I saw that they explain that because we have here because we have a precedent, as we mentioned a moment ago, that the halacha is that we could be more lenient by the mai. Chazal give us a number of examples where they were lenient by the mai, so therefore they were lenient by Terubis the mai as well. Says the Rav Loi Grozru, the Terubis the mai. Ask the Gemara, isn't that indeed the halacha that there's no concern about Terubis the mai? Ask the Gemara, Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Anois L'Shchenta, if somebody has a neighbor who's the wife of Nama Oritz, and he gave her Isa Lefespa, she gave her yeast to help her make a dough. Kedera Lavasho, we gave him a pat to cook in. Enechosh L'Sar V'Tavlin Shabbat, you don't need to be concerned that you gave your ingredients to the wife and the Maoritz. You don't have to be concerned that she switched it, Lomishim Shvi'is for Lomishim Meiser, that she switched it with produce to have a Shvi'is concern or Meiser concern. However, if the neighbor tells the neighbor who's a wife of Amoritz, Imamala Selecha Mishalchi, you tell your neighbor who's an Amoritz, use your own ingredients, then the halach is Choshen L'Sav V'Tavon Shabbat. We have to then be concerned, Mishum Shvius U'Mishum Aiser. So we see from here that Teruvus D'Mai is Aser. And under certain circumstances, we have to be concerned that they mixed in the mai ingredients, which would make it asur. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from there. Shani Hassam, the Kivan the Amala, since he told her, since the neighbor told Amoritz, Asilcha Mishilchi, you could do whatever you want with this, it's much more of a concern. It's Kamanda Amala, it's Kamanda Avri Daim Dami. It's not just the situation where you're buying something which is Teruvus D'Mai, and the Gemara is teaching us that we have to be concerned about Teruvus D'Mai. This is a situation where you, as if you're taking D'Mai, which we may not do. And this has application to interesting Shaila. Of course, we know food may not be cooked in a non-kosher pat because the food absorbs flavor from that pat. What happens if the food was cooked in a non-kosher pat, which wasn't used in the last 24 hours, and Eina Ben Yoima, then the food is not considered non-kosher, because after 24 hours, whatever is in that pot is considered, whatever taste, whatever tam is in that pot is considered nois tam lebegam, a taste that's already rancid, and it won't make the food non-kosher. Says the Reshba, that this halacha only applies if it happened b'di'evit. If that means somebody accidentally cooked food in a pot that was non-kosher, and he wasn't aware that the pot is a non-kosher pot. But if he knew that the pot is non-kosher, and he's relying on the fact that it's after 24 hours, that we can't be lenient. Says the Rashba, that a Jew cannot give raw food to non-Jew, to cook in the non-Jew's non-kosher pot, even though it was not used for the last 24 hours, because by the Jew giving the food to the non-Jew to cook in a pot that's non-kosher, says the Rashba, as we just saw our Gemara, that will be considered like Commander Orabi Adayim. It's as if you deliberately went and cooked in a non-kosher food pot. And if you deliberately went and cooked in a non-kosher pot, even though the pot wasn't used in the last 24 hours, the halacha is that food may not be eaten. And the concept is like our Gemara. If you know it's a pant that you're not supposed to use, then it's considered like Commander Orev B'Yadayim. Says the Gemara. Rafam gives a different explanation. Rafam Mashani Sar Tavlin. When we talk about Sar Tavlin, those are ingredients, the tam of it, that give a taste. And something which is in that category, filet bottle, never becomes bottle. Ask the Gemara, we're saying here that if you give your ingredients to Namoritz, we need not be concerned that they may switch. Ask the Gemara, l'chalufi l'chashinan, is that true that we need not be concerned? For Tanan, ask the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech the Demai teaches us, hanois l'chamoisoi, if somebody gives, the son-in-law is a chaver, but the in-laws are amaratzim. And somebody gives l'chamoisoi maisa shunois in-law, whatever you give them to work with for you, you have to take maisa before you give it to them, veshunoitel menu, and what you take from them. Neshech shuda, we have to be concerned that they're not going to use the ingredients that you gave them. Neshech shuda, machlevas amakalkal, that if it gets ruined, they're going to switch it. So we see that we are concerned for switching. Answers the Gemara, hasam kitzani tama. There, the reason itself is explained. Amr Yehuda, because Roitzi b'takonas pita, she wants what's good for her daughter, and boish mechasna, and she's ashamed in front of her son-in-law, and therefore, under those circumstances, because of those unique circumstances, there's going to be a switch. But that doesn't mean that in other places we need to be concerned for a switch. Ask the Gemara la'alma lechashinan, are we not in other situations, even not just a son-in-law, a son-in-law situation, we're not concerned. Ask them of a Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, if somebody is staying by an inn, and the owner of the inn is a Ma'aretz, the loch is, whatever you give to them, Maisa Shinoisinlaw, whatever you give, you have to take off Meiser, and whatever you get back, if you ask them to create something with your ingredients. Why? We need to be concerned that they're going to switch it. So we see that there's a concern for switching. Answers the Gemara, there it's also different. This person rationalizes, this Amoritz rationalizes by saying, and there are two pshatim in the Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. Says, some Rishonim explain that this Amoritz has doesn't want to feed, is even though they're Amoritz, they have that much respect for Talmid Chachamim, and they don't want the Talmud Chacham to eat food that isn't good. And therefore, if the food that they were supposed to prepare got ruined, the ingredients that they were given got ruined, they're going to switch it to make sure that the Talmud Chacham gets good food. That's one pshat. The other pshat that I saw is just the opposite. Amaratzim have a very low regard for Talmid Chachamim. And their attitude is the Talmid Chachamim, they don't work. They don't need to have such good food. And if the food, if their food gets ruined and the Talmud Chacham's food is good, they're going to give the poor food to the Talmud Chacham and take the good food for themselves. Ask the Gemara furthermore, are we not concerned for switching? But Tanya asked the Gemara, the Raisa says, the wife of a Talmud Chacham could work together with the wife of the Amoritz, when the Eishes Chavar is Tamei, because she knows that since she's Tamei, she's going to stay away. Avalai Bezman Shi Torah, because at that time, we're concerned that they may touch each other produce. Shim Gamalaymer, Abizbanch Tmi Loy Titchen, Nishavarta Nasenas Lava Achlis. They're gonna give food. Ask the Gemara, they're giving food, the wife of the Amoritz, we're concerned, is going to give food to the wife of the Chavar, which she has no permission to do, because it's her husband's food. Hash the Migzal Gozla. She's going to give food that she's not allowed to. So certainly, they should be concerned that they're going to switch. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Hasam Nami, there too, there are unique circumstances. Because Ma'irav Amar Torah Medishai Achol. The Loch is, the Torah Kedoshah tells us, by Saksam Shar Medishai, which means they were not allowed to muzzle an animal where it's working. So the wife of the Ma'aretz, you have to let it eat what it's working with. So the wife of the Ma'aretz is thinking to herself, I am working on this produce. Yes, the produce is not mine, it's my husband's, but I'm working here. And therefore, I should at least have the right to be able to give from what I am working with to this wife of the chaver. And if that's the case, that's why she takes the approach and she doesn't view herself as doing gezeila. But that has no bearing on just outright nichlafa. That she doesn't do. And therefore, even though here she may do something which she shouldn't be doing, that doesn't mean that we need to be concerned that michlafa, that they're going to switch.